This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Right side. That's a base hit. And Zach Soren takes the Astros to the finish line.
I don't know. I don't know what else happened this weekend. I wasn't really paying attention. I just saw that the Astros won on Saturday. I don't really care what happened the other day.
Yeah, I checked out. I assumed that they won yesterday and let it go.
Checked out on Friday and checked out on Sunday. I don't know when. I'll look it up at some point. But I just know that they walked the Rangers off on Saturday. That was very exciting. Zach Short.
All I know is that when you show up in extra innings and you've got Kennedy Corona and Zach Short out there, might as well pack up and go home, Rangers.
Dude. That was the
get on your jalopy old ass bus and drive on up to Dallas.
That's right. If you walk Kennedy Corona on four pitches when he's openly trying to sacrifice bunt, you get what you deserve, man.
It's been a great last six games, Sean.
Let me look.
It's been a hell of a rip roaring good time.
Look it up right here and see. Oh crap! They lost on Friday and Sunday. I didn't see that. All right. Well, I only saw that the Astros walked them off on Saturday.
The Mariners,
I just noticed that. Wow. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Mariners swept the Tigers, so it's a little bit a healthy lead in the division, but a little dose of reality here that A, can we get some of these guys back healthy?
Yeah.
And B, can we trade for a couple of human beings that could consistently do something for us?
Yeah. Well, that'll be the telling thing over the next few weeks after we get back from the All-Star break. And by the way, welcome in, everybody. Hope you had a nice weekend. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. That'll be the telling thing, Seth. If Yordan and Jake Myers, who's not expected to be back for weeks now, it sounds like things are more optimistic with Yordan and Jeremy Peña, but I don't believe anything I hear from this team anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
Peña at least is doing some fielding work.
His is a little more conventional. Like, Yordan's hand has just been this weird thing literally for years now. And you're right. Peña just wasn't throwing. He was just kind of fielding things and doing things out there. So I'm confident, as is Dana Brown, that Peña will be the first one back out of these IL guys. I guess maybe starting to hear the rumors after the All-Star break as to who they're in on trade-wise might shed some light on what they're looking for and how injured some of these guys are. So we'll see.
Well, and you know, Dana Brown in the broadcast on, I think it was on Friday when he was in the booth with those guys, said that they're looking for a left-handed bat and possibly a reliever, possibly a starting pitcher.
Yeah.
When Luno was on Tyler Stafford and Tyler Stafford and a local baseball writer. They had Luno on their podcast. Really good interview. I encourage you to seek it out on Tyler Stafford's Twitter account. But, Luno talked. It was interesting. He talked about, hey, on July 1st, you might have the guys identified that you like, but you're waiting for all the dominoes to fall because all those other teams are also waiting to see which dominoes fall. And it becomes a combination house of cards and dominoes.
Yes.
So if you can master the combination of those two games, then it's just it genuine. I know we always think the teams are always holding back and everything, but for the most part, it's those last couple of weeks leading up to the trade deadline where the reality of who's available and who isn't, it really plays out.
It was a really good conversation. That part of it was interesting because Luna was talking about, like, okay, a lot of it's about how you look at yourself, you know, and he brought up 2016. You know, they made the playoffs in 2015, the Astros did. 2016, they got off to a slow start. They kind of get back in the race, but they didn't view themselves as a contender, so they ended up being a seller, and that's how they wound up with Yordan Alvarez. You know, yeah. they traded Josh Fields, who was in the bullpen. You know, they were trading veteran guys away for young guys. It is wild that particular one, and we have audio galore out of that interview coming up on the show today. It was a really good conversation. It is crazy to think, like, if the Astros happen to be a contender in 2016, Yordan Alvarez probably isn't on this baseball team. You know, like, it's just, baseball's weird that way. So as far as these Astros go, the biggest storylines from the weekend series against the Rangers, I would say the gritty win on Saturday preventing a sweep of the entire week by the opposition, like, that you were able to get out of there with a win. And one of the better wins of the year. The fact that they go out and they lose 5-1 on Sunday takes a little bit of the starch out of it. But at the time, on Saturday night, you know, look, Brian Abreu and Josh Hader have been great this year. They weren't on Saturday night. You know, Hader gave up another home run in late innings, his second of the week. Although his second one that would have been a home run nowhere else except for with the Crawford boxes there. But I think that gritty win was number one. I do think on the negative side, Hunter Brown, and to a degree Josh Hader, but way more Hunter Brown, kind of limping into the All-Star break here. That's it. How concerned are you about that? Hunter doesn't seem to be concerned about it. How concerned are you about that?
I'm concerned about it just in that Hunter is still a young pitcher, and as Bagwell was pointing out on the broadcast yesterday, that the fatigue really starts to set in this time of year. Yeah. So that's my biggest concern. Long-term, I'm A-okay with Hunter. I'm A-okay with Framber. The real question is, you come back after the All-Star break, you get a little bit of a rest, and I hate myself that when I'm reading, okay, hey, because of all the extra rest, you could have Framber and Hunter up in 1-2 in your next series. I'm a little bit nervous about Hunter in the moment. So yeah, we'll see. And then God knows who they put after them. If you've got a fresh, clean slate with your choice of Lance McCullers, Colton Gordon, Brandon Short, Ryan Gusto, and whomever. I don't even know. I know that I don't feel good about McCullers right now.
No. Brandon Walter, by the way, Seth.
What did I say?
Brandon Short.
Hmm.
You combine Zach Short and Brandon Walter. That's okay.
I did, yeah. That's all right. I'm just going to roll with it.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Woo-way, Sean. Woo-way.
Woo-way.
I'm just flowing with the river of mispronunciations and name swaps. I did a video on YouTube last week recapping one of the Astros games, and I was trying to go real fast through 3 minutes, and I said Taylor Trammell instead of Taylor Trammell. And somebody said, hey, good video, but, you know, try not to mispronounce the names of easy to pronounce names. And I'm like, dude, I don't know if you noticed, but I also mispronounced RBI in this video. Maybe lower your expectations a chunk, okay?
Had to be.
I did. I managed to mispronounce RBI.
What did you,
as I was trying to fast talk.
How did you say it?
I have to ask Brandy. I think I said I don't know. I can't even do
it's
it.
It's three letters.
I know. Relatively common letters, too.
Yeah. No Q's or X's or anything in there. Yeah, just a V.
I wasn't trying to write a cursive Z.
No.
It was just say R. I mispronounced the R.
Yeah, those are letters.
I think it's an RBI or something like that.
Those are letters that people choose on Wheel of Fortune in the bonus round. Those are common
letters. I went
letters.
To the aviation alphabet. I said Romeo B.I.
Yeah, Delta.
Romeo Bravo India.
This all of a sudden, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but this is a big series coming up after the All-Star break all of a sudden. It's Seattle in Seattle, and they've closed the lead to 5 games, and they're playing very well right now, and the Astros, as we've pointed out, not playing well. I mean, it's that.
And you just drafted a kid from north of Seattle.
I feel like that was a salvo by the Astros right there, yeah.
Go ahead and pronounce Xavier's last name.
Xavier Nans is how Rob Manfred pronounced it.
I'll get it someday.
Xavier Nans is his name. He's a 6'4" power-hitting shortstop from Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, Washington, which is a farm town an hour north of Seattle.
And he said, I know they asked about the Astros. He said, I know the way they whip the Mariners every year in the AL West, so that's what I know about the Astros.
Yeah, that's good.
He's been to quite a few Mariners-Astros games.
Get used to it, Xavier. You're on the good side, all right?
You're on the good side now.
Yep.
An hour north of Seattle. Yeah. I thought that was Canada.
It's got to be close, right? Yeah, it's got to be close. I overreacted last night. Like the of all the drafts, the MLB draft is the one that's off the grid for me. Like, okay, yeah. this Nance kid sounds like he's got something to him. First high school player they've drafted in the first round since Forrest Whitley in 2016. First high school position player they've drafted in the first round since Kyle Tucker in 2015.
This is another one that Dana Brown was pretty honest about when he was in the booth on Friday. He talked about how in recent years there have been a lot of bats and college bats. This year it's more high school bats, and he ends up drafting a high school bat.
Drafts a high school bat. My overreaction was, well, there's Pena's replacement when he leaves. You know, he'll be gone after 2027. Nance will get his, you know, 2.5 years in the minor leagues, and then there's his replacement. That's my overreaction without having watched one bit of film on Xavier Nance. Like, yep. There it is. That's me trying to sound smart.
I haven't looked either, too. I'm sure many of our LSU baseball people are...
they're crazy, know, yeah.
They're very crazy in a good way,
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
They told us all about Bregman, and they'll tell us all about Ethan Frye, who goes in the third round.
Who's very tall. It feels like they're trying to draft a basketball team. They draft a 6'4" shortstop and a 6'6" outfielder. I'm here for it. You know, if we need to win a street fight, I'd rather have guys with reach, you know.
They should get Trent Brown. Trent Brown could pull a pull a Michael Jordan and see if he can go play baseball.
Just play first base. Just stick him over at first base.
He's like 6'8". Yeah,
can't hit any worse than Christian Walker is right now. Boy, I put it out there yesterday that I'm not all that keen on watching two more years of Christian Walker if this is what it is. A lot of people agreed with me, but it's always the people who disagree with stuff like that are the most fun to me. They just come out of the woodwork and they're like, well, you know, his batting average is only 20 points lower than it was when he was in San Francisco, and I'm like, well, batting average is a tad antiquated, Junior.
Especially when you're hoping to, you know, how he hits the ball really hard, but he tends to hit it right into a glove. That's a little bit more of a concern for why you paid him all the money.
He hits it, you know, like he's striking out literally 30% of the time right now. And the problem isn't so much he's striking out 30% of the time, it's that he bats cleanup a lot. He's in spots where you could really use some contact there, you know?
That's the most garbage thing in the world. To say, first of all, his batting average is only X amount lower.
Yeah.
But then when you look at the stuff that the baseball people care about these days, OPS, OPS plus and everything, it's the lowest it's been in damn near a decade.
By over 100 points.
It's been atrocious. The worst year he had... you had a shortened season. So he's playing the worst he has in his entire career.
Yeah.
This is where he is, don't tell me about it. His batting average is only 20 points lower.
No, it was just one guy, but that particular person was representing a handful of other people who, like, I don't know how you can stick up for what Christian Walker has done so far this year. I get maybe sticking up for him saying, hey, it's the All-Star break. Maybe he'll snap out of it. I think a lot of us have PTSD from Jose Abreu never snapping out of it at first base.
Yeah.
Who signed almost an identical contract. But if we're taking inventory here at the All-Star break, Christian Walker is one of the huge, huge blights on this team right now. Like most everybody else is overachieving on this team. He is massively underachieving.
If they could play all their games in Dodgers Stadium, then
COVID,
it'd be a whole different story.
We need a pandemic.
We need a pandemic.
Yeah.
Something. Whatever you guys want. I'll vote for whatever shutdowns you want this time around. Let's do it. For baseball.
Yeah.
Let's set aside whatever we might have tweeted about in the past.
Right.
And then let's just go for it.
I'm a MACWA, MACWA. Make Christian Walker great again.
Yes.
That's what I am. All right. Peyton Pendergast with you. On a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. All right, Seth mentioned the interview on the Crush City podcast that the guys did with Jeff Luhnow, former Astros GM. Really good conversation, really insightful. What might have been with the Astros had Jeff Luhnow not made a trade that he said on that podcast that he would take back if he could? We will tell you what that was and why coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I know the petty cast is tomorrow. This may not be petty. It's just an observation. The Rockets Summer League game is on TV in our studio right now. The one yesterday, they got blown out by Detroit's Summer League team yesterday. And they showed Jabari Smith Jr. and Amen Thompson sitting at midcourt at the game. And one of the things is like, look at the support from the guys on the Rockets for their Summer League guys. And I'm like, the Summer League is in Vegas. You know, like it's not like it's in Topeka, Kansas, and they're, you know, they're taking a bus up there or something. When the game's over, I'm guessing Jabari Smith Jr. and Amen Thompson and the great sacrifice they're making and be at these Summer League games, I'm guessing is more than wiped out by the blackjack tables and whatever other trouble they choose to get into in Vegas on that trip.
Right. I mean, it's kind of like, you know what it is? It's the same way that Nantucket is where all those Patriots people get together in vacation in the offseason. Las Vegas is the NBA vacation spot where they go during summer league. You're taking some games and then you're, you know, doing your own work against with whichever guys you work with in the summer, and there you go.
Yep.
But it's always ironic though, because the last place I want to be in July is Las Vegas.
That's true.
So
outside, at least, yeah.
I want to be as far north as possible.
No doubt.
Somewhere in Saskatchewan, I suppose.
Somewhere near Xavier Nayan's hometown of Mount Vernon, Washington, right near the border.
Yeah, except it's hot out there too in the summer.
Is it really? Okay.
The Pacific Northwest gets hot in the summer. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Unless you're right on the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I know, and just Eugene, because in Eugene, I've been out in the summer in Eugene, Oregon, at University of Oregon.
Yeah.
It's in the 90s at Eugene, which is like 30 miles inland. Then you go out to the coast, and you got to have a parka on if you want to walk on the beach.
Bay Area is like that. San Francisco is really cold at nighttime in the summertime, you know? And
yeah.
San Jose, it's not
the
so
old,
much.
The coldest winter I ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. All right, so Jeff.
And then they taxed the hell out of me.
Yeah. So Jeff Luhnow did an interview with the Crush City podcast. That's Tyler Stafford and local baseball, right? We could play this game all day long. Chandler Rome was the other host on the podcast.
We joke around a little bit because Chandler doesn't like to actually name the names of radio hosts when they get when he quotes interviews. He'll say a local radio host or a local radio show. But listen, we'll be the better people.
Yeah, we will.
And say that it is Chandler. And Chandler asked some really good questions.
Good questions, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
We're gonna get
as
to
it's Tyler, of course. As well.
Yes, they both did a nice job with this interview with Jeff Luhnow, which is the second interview I've seen him do since getting fired back in 2020. Vanessa Richardson had one with him a couple of years ago that was way more about him getting fired, and I don't know if he was suing the team at the time, all these things.
It was much more in the heat of the moment, or the recent heat of the moment.
Yeah.
This tended to be a little – it was cool because they got to just talk to him about a lot of the previous trades and moves and building the team and all that. It was some kind of good inside baseball
stuff. Some great anecdotes, no doubt. This was the what might have been is a big emotion I came away from this with. This was Jeff Luhnow. Chandler asked him, how much do you reflect on the Carlos Gomez Mike Fiers trade from back in 2015?
How much do you reflect on that trade? That the trade, the Carlos Gomez Mike Fiers trade for Hader and Brett Phillips, and who else was in there? Domingo Santana.
Yeah, no, it was good. I mean, it was we traded a lot of value. We knew we were trading a lot of value. I think we didn't properly evaluate Carlos Gomez. I mean, if you look at what he did prior to us trading for him, he was reaching status of being a superstar and was athletic and, you know, filled a lot of needs for us. You know, had a nice home run in the wild card game, but that didn't make up for the four players we sent away. And Fiers had, you know, Fiers was really good for us at certain times, for sure. He was our most consistent pitcher, I think, in 2016. But yeah, I mean, that one, if I could have that one back, that would be probably number one on my list of trades I'd want back.
Okay, it doesn't translate on the radio as well as it did on the video on the YouTube, but the smiles, the smirks on the face of Luhnow and Chandler and Tyler, I think said it all. The line of questioning or the line of thought process on that whole strand there of the podcast was more about trading away Josh Hader and maybe Carlos Gomez being a disappointment. But I could kind of read it in their faces. Like, the big reason I think that Jeff Luhnow would want that trade back, Mike Fiers was the rat. He was the one that ratted everybody out. And if there's no rat, there is no firing of Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch. And who the hell knows where this thing goes if those two are still around?
And it really is. That's the whole – the reason I call it the being better than everybody else scandal was that there was a perception in 2017 seemingly that basically everybody in the league knew that there was a lot of dodgy stuff going on with electronic sign stealing. The league didn't have the strict rules in place. So when they cracked down on it after the 2017 season – people around baseball were very willing to be, hey, there are a lot of teams doing this type of stuff. Let's let bygones be bygones. But then when Fiers leaves the organization eventually and they're watching the Astros continue to hit at the same level, the feeling around baseball was, well, they must still be doing it. Yeah. If they're as good now as they were in 2017, then they must still be doing it. And that's why it's the being better than everybody else scandal. Because Fiers had to go yap into the Athletic and say everything he said, and then the Astros get singled out for 2017. So yada, 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 no big deal. I thought it was interesting, and they didn't, you know, go deep in. They didn't address the fact that Fiers was the rat. But the one theme from this interview that was really interesting in light of the current Cam Smith addition to the team was Luhnow was really open about mistakes he had made and lessons he learned. And one of them was, man, you got to be really, really careful about shipping out your own talent for a quick fix. And you just, it's not like you're not going to do it at times, but you got to be really careful about it. This is when they were talking about Kyle Tucker being untouchable and what have you. So I think that if they had asked them about Cam Smith, like, hey, if Cam Smith were in your organization, would you trade him away? I don't know if he would have given, you know, he's not going to try to throw shade at Chicago or anything, but I don't think Luhnow would. There's not a chance in hell that if right now Luhnow were in a situation like that he would ship out a Cam Smith.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
For a Kyle Tucker, ironically.
So the obviously some regret over the Carlos Gomez Mike Fiers trade on many levels. This was the other one that got me thinking about, man, if they hadn't gotten caught, if Mike Fiers hadn't ratted them out, I think there's a good chance Jeff Luhnow and A.J. Hinch are still the GM and the manager of this baseball team, given how talented they are. Here's Jeff Luhnow when he was asked about working with A.J. Hinch. Really, he was asked about working with a manager in light of the Bryce Harper trade rumors. How do you manage expectations in the clubhouse when it looks like you're getting close to a big deal? Deal doesn't get done. Luno talked about how he just worked in lockstep with AJ Hinch.
With AJ, it was different than with other managers because AJ was a general manager and he and I were so closely attuned and aligned in everything that, you know, a lot of he was involved in a lot of the trade discussions in who we wanted. And, you know, he helped negotiate the Verlander trade very much so because he's very close. Obviously, he's close with them. He got hired by them, but he was very close with Al Avila in the front office over there. So whenever we needed to do a bad cop, good cop, I would be the bad cop and I'd say, we're done. We're not going to do that. And then, you know, AJ would call up Avila a few hours later and say, hey, you know, he's serious. He's not going to do it unless we change this out or the other. And so it kind of worked to our advantage.
Okay, that was funny. That was one cut, Seth, that had me thinking, like, really, there were several points in this interview. I'm like, I don't think Luno's coming back to baseball because he's given away all of his social tricks, you know, like,
oh yeah.
The next time, if he were a GM in MLB and there's a trade that they're getting close to at the deadline and he hangs up on me and says, I'm not doing that, I'm like, all right, well, I'm just going to wait around for the manager to call me. You know,
I mean, it was interesting. He, you know, and I know we're going to play this later, but they had asked him if he ever thought about coming back to baseball, and he pretty just, not braggadociously, said, I know I could still be really good at it, and there's parts of it that he misses, but he's so intertwined now in his business and owning multiple different European soccer teams that I don't think it's ever actually going to happen.
No.
So, yeah. But, no, that part of it, the good cop, bad cop part of it, I thought that was really interesting. That they kind of had a conscious strategy of it. Well, it also made me wonder how you and I could use that strategy.
Good
maybe
cop,
in interviews.
Cop. Yeah, maybe.
Well, we do that in interviews a little bit.
A little bit.
We have Casario on. You're good cop and I'm bad cop.
I think that's fair. I think there's some of that going on for sure. As far as Luno and AJ Hinch, boy, I got to thinking, Seth, when Luno was talking about working in lockstep with AJ Hinch, and AJ's background does lend itself to that, as Luno pointed out. AJ has been in the front office, or had been, before coming to Houston to be the manager. It got me thinking about Dusty and James Click. Like, you go from this GM and this manager that see the world through a very similar prism. Maybe not exactly the same. I don't think you want them to be exactly the same. You do want some conflicting opinions. But clearly they worked well together. They had an MO. They had a way of doing things. And they're both very, very, very intelligent. So are James Click and Dusty Baker, but they were oil and water, apparently. You know, when James Click had a deal all lined up for Wilson Contreras, here comes Dusty Baker to say, no, we need to keep Jose Urquidy in this trade. Dusty sees the world, I think, through I don't think he ignores analytics, but he's not an analytic guy. James Click is a Yale grad who was writing for Baseball Prospectus and working for the Rays before he came here. It just got me thinking, like, yeah, they were still able to win a World Series in 2022. They've still been one of the best teams in baseball post Luno and Hinch, but it did get me thinking, man, if those two were allowed to cook for another 5 years together, what would that have looked like? You win the World Series in 2022, so you go, okay, you win a World Series. Would 23 and 24 and now 25, would the pack have come back as close as they've come to you the last few years if Luno and Hinch were making the decisions in 2020 through 2022, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, and I think that's where it always comes down to, what's the personality mix between the GM and the manager or the head coach. And I think right now it feels like a good non-dysfunctional relationship between Dana Brown and Joe Espada.
Yeah.
In that Espada, for one, is getting his chance with the Astros and everything, so the power dynamic's a little bit different, where Dusty Baker was a made man to the extreme already. And, you know, he'd earned the right to be a little bit maybe belligerent about some things versus going with a young and up-and-coming GM. So it just feels like the right blend right now.
Mm-hmm.
It just never felt necessarily like the right blend with the other scenarios since Luno and Hinch were gone.
Yeah.
I liked the part where Luno was saying that the nice thing about having Hinch was that Hinch understood that nothing's set in stone. So we could have conversations with him about how, hey, this deal might be really close, but you don't get overly excited about it. He didn't have to tell Hinch not to get overly excited about it.
No, this was another big one from this conversation. Again, this is Jeff Luno, the podcast. He was on the Crush City podcast. About a 50-minute conversation. Well worth your time. I would go out of your way to find it if you're an Astro fan, if you haven't already. But he talked about the Roberto Osuna trade, and he said that he regretted making the deal. They had to do it over again. Of course, Roberto Osuna, who got here just as he was finishing up a 75-game suspension for domestic violence, is a very controversial trade at the time, particularly with female fans and sports writers. Here was Luno saying he didn't take into account at the time of the trade the impact it would have on female fans.
I didn't take into account as much as I should have the impact it would have on our fans, especially our female fans, and how they would feel. And that was a mistake. And, you know, I did talk about it with female friends and family, but I probably should have spent a little more time thinking about it. But it wasn't, you know, yes, I made the decision to trade for him. I did not do it unilaterally. The talent checked the box for sure. And there were, you know, everybody that was around me that I collaborated with was, you know, there was nobody saying don't do it. Because if someone had said don't do it, I mean, obviously we wouldn't have done it.
Okay, so that's Luno on the Osuna trade.
I wish he would have thrown a Brandon Taubman in there, too.
I was just thinking about Taubman.
Taubman told me it was the go-to move.
Dude, that's...
I love Roberto Osuna! What if he was acting the same way in the GM's office after the playoff victory? I love Roberto Osuna!
You know the crazy thing about that? Well, I mean, there's a lot of crazy things about the Taubman thing. When Taubman... And for those who don't remember, after the ALCS, the Altuve walk-off, in the clubhouse afterwards during the champagne celebration, Taubman walked over to a couple of the female sports writers who had been very anti-Osuna and got within their sphere there, within the radius, and was saying, sure glad we got Osuna, sure glad, with clear intent. The crazy thing about that is Osuna blew the save in that very game. Like, he gave up. The reason they went to extra innings is because Osuna gave up a home run to DJ LeMahieu in that game.
I think if there's one lesson we've learned from signing guys like this, if we go to Deshaun Watson signing in Cleveland, it's that owners and GMs, by all means, do not ask. When they say, I've talked to women about this, in both Osuna and then what Luno just said there, you've talked to women who are financially dependent on the Astros or the Browns or whomever else. Maybe try to broaden the sphere a little bit of people that you talk to.
Twitter poll, something, you know, just something.
Imagine if a GM.
Hey, guys.
Hey, should we take a flyer on this guy?
At Jay Luna, what do you think?
Females only respond.
Right, oh yeah. That'll work. All right, let's get to headlines. A lot of Astro headlines from the weekend, including the MLB draft. Rockets Summer League is underway. Little NFL news as well. Speaking of the police blotter and domestic assault, we will get to that in headlines coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
Right side, that's a base hit! And Zach Short takes the Astros to the finish line!
That was the highlight of the weekend with the Astros and the Rangers. Zach Short walking it off on Saturday night in an 11th inning comeback. Astros trailed 4-3 in the bottom of the 11th. Zach Short walks it off. That was a highlight of the weekend because the rest of the weekend sucked. They lost on Friday 7-3, and they lost yesterday 5-1. Hunter Brown, his second straight shaky outing yesterday, Seth.
Yeah, he needs this rest, and hopefully it's as simple as that. Bagwell was talking yesterday on the broadcast about how the fatigue is real. And Bagwell, I was listening to that because Bagwell is a classic old school guy who is at any given moment might be talking about how guys got to be tougher these days or something. So when Bagwell says, "Man, the fatigue is real," I'm like, "All right, okay." Crusty old man,
yeah.
Who doesn't know who Mike Jones is.
That was funny.
They were so yesterday on the broadcast. It was funny because Bagwell doesn't know who Mike Jones, the Houston rapper, is, and Todd, who's older than Bagwell, right? Yeah. Surprised. But I guess and Julia was surprised. But you got to remember, Bagwell, like Mike Jones' first hit was in the early 2000s, right when Bagwell was an old man as a baseball player.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I get it. Did it surprise you?
He didn't know who Mike Jones was.
No, it didn't. I don't know. Yeah, I guess yes. No, there's not one bit of me that was surprised that Bagwell didn't know who Mike Jones was.
Yeah,
that's a little bit interesting. You'd think that just in the last 20 years,
Houston,
at some point, he would have...
Was he rattled off the rest of the rappers that he knew from Houston,
right,
Houston
right.
roots. So it was strange. It was like he's got a Mike Jones blind spot. Bagwell does. That's okay. So the Rangers take 2 out of 3 from the Astros over the weekend. Bad homestand, 1-5. Still 5 games up. You know, we play the little game. You know, back in May, if they had told you the Astros, when they were 18-18... If I told you they'd be 5 games up and 16 games over 500, would you have signed up for that? I've been like, I definitely would have. So
This last 6 games, these last 2 series, it felt like the balloon burst a little bit. And that, hey, okay, as magical as that run was, and doing it with all of these AAA type players, that there is a limit.
Yes,
and when you lose Jeremy Peña, when you lose Jake Myers, when Yordan stays out, all of that, you realize, okay, they can only keep this up for so long.
Yeah,
they desperately need at least a few of these guys to come back.
They just got too many empty bats right now in this lineup that they have to play. I mean, you got no choice. Dana Brown, I want to give some of these injury updates, Seth, real quick. Jake Myers will be out. This is from the pregame show. Dana Brown was on the pregame show for the Astros flagship. Jake Myers will be out, quote, more than 3 weeks, which last I checked means every integer other than 1, 2, and 3. So I have no idea what to make of that, other than maybe his leg is getting chopped off.
That amount of clarity and by Astros standards, typically they're saying guys are feeling good and then they're gone for the entire season. So for them to flat out say he's going to be gone at least 3 weeks, I'm pretty gloomy about
that. I'm gloomy about that one, and I think that's a position to keep an eye on at the trade deadline. I mean, they got Cooper Hummel and Taylor Trammell out there starting in the same outfield on certain days. They're taking it slow with Peña, but Brown added that he may be one of the first guys to come off the IL. So whatever that means. We, as you pointed out earlier, Seth, there is footage of Peña taking ground balls, not throwing, but taking ground balls and doing some baseball things from over the weekend. Christian Javier had a rehab start over the weekend, hit 95 mm-hmm. on the gun. This was a quote from Dana Brown, quote, "He is going to help us this year." So, again, how much of this can we trust given how off-kilter the Astros have been in forecasting guys coming back? I don't know. But Javier appears to be on the right track. Luis Garcia hit 94 on the gun in his last rehab start. Dana Brown thinks it's going to take a little longer for Garcia to come back for whatever reason. Spencer Arrighetti could begin a rehab assignment in a week or a week and a half, and Arrighetti did post on social media that he's headed back to Houston. He's been doing live BPs in Florida. Now, everybody's off for these next few days.
Yeah.
So, a rehab start. But we could see Spencer Arrighetti Sugarland start coming up right after the All-Star break.
Yeah, this feels right. And this is how you should have – this is the timeline we should have been expecting from Arrighetti and Javier and Luis Garcia at the beginning of the season. If it weren't for the Astros organization, you'd be saying, oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, coming
sometime
back
in July or August, right? But we're all kind of holding our breath right now.
Oh, yeah.
Javier hitting 95 was promising because he's a 93, 94, 95 mile per hour fastball type of guy. So it's not like a Lance McCullers situation where Lance is trying to figure out how to operate in a world where he doesn't have the same velocity he used to.
Yep. The big one, Yordan Alvarez. Here goes. Dana said Yordan will be reevaluated on Thursday, his hand, his right hand. Quote, I think once that's over, the doctor could potentially clear him to start swinging the bat. As long as Yordan feels good, we're going to try to expedite his return.
No, what?
He did say Yordan has absolutely no pain in his hand right now, so that's good
absolutely
news.
Absolutely zero pain.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same way that Jake had zero pain in his calf when he was warming up before the game the other night.
It's interesting you say that. Like, Jake, I don't know how either guy is wired, Yordan or Jake, when it comes to being, you know, kind of being secretive about injuries. Yordan is a made guy. Yordan could be, you know, Yordan could be out for a long time. He's Yordan. He's going to come back and bat cleanup. Jake might feel like, man, I'm having my best season. I got to push through this thing. Because if I don't, Chaz McCormick's sitting. What if Chaz comes back and has a really hot August for the Astros, you know?
But, yeah, Jake
could lose his job.
He's in prove-it mode still, despite the consistently good play he's given you this year. He's still in prove-it mode. And we know that he's pushed to come back from injury before. The whole reason where there was a time where Jake Myers was thought of more highly than Chaz McCormick, and then Jake got injured, and then Jake tried to push through his shoulder injury or shoulder rehab, and you know Chaz became the favorite flavor of the month. And as you know, Dana Brown or no, James Click had said that they probably tried to push Jake Myers back too quickly from his injury the first time around. So it's. With Yordan and with Jake, there's a certain element of, man, the player's got to be honest with himself where he is.
Yeah.
I think Yordan, because Yordan tried to fight through it, even though he said it felt different than it had in the past and all of that. I'd love to just blame everything on the medical staff, but it's always a murky area, and the player's got to figure out what's best for him.
Yep.
I'm glad that Peña seems to be taking as conservative an approach as possible.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
I remember Espada said it might be a pain management issue early on, and I was like, hold on, cowboy.
Yeah.
No. You guys have not even diagnosed. You didn't even diagnose the break initially on this one.
Nope, that's exactly right.
You put something like that out there. Whenever I, as a player, heard somebody say that it was a pain management issue, I'm like, well, I'm playing through that. There's no way in hell I'm going to be a punk.
Right.
You know,
right.
So you're not helping the player out.
No.
When you tell him, oh, it's just a pain management issue. Because it almost sounds like you're calling him a punk if he doesn't play.
Quickly, other Astros items. Isak Paredes is going to skip the All-Star game to spend time with his family, which means the only chance we get of seeing an Astro in the All-Star game is Josh Hader, because Hunter Brown's not going to pitch. Jeremy Pena's on the IL. Paredes is skipping the game. And if they want to skip over Hader at the back end of the bullpen, by all means do so. I don't need to see any of them playing in the All-Star game. Astros draft Xavier Nayans. Shortstop out of Mount Vernon, Washington, a 6'4" high school kid with big time power swing. First high school guy they've drafted since Forrest Whitley in 2016 in the first round. Rockets Summer League, they lose both games this weekend. Reed Sheppard, though, is the big thing. I don't care if they win or lose those games, unless I'm betting on them. But Reed Sheppard is the big thing to watch in the Summer League. He was really good on Friday, Seth, I forget who they were playing on Friday, but he was really good in that game. Shot the ball really well.
Not as hot on the weekend game.
The Sunday night game last night, he was not great. He shot 1-for-7 from 3 last night.
The rule of Summer League is that you laud the positive performances like this guy is the next league MVP.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like spring training in baseball.
Absolutely.
But after the bad performances, you say, well, it's Summer League.
Summer
Who
league.
Cares?
He's,
so you can't tell anything from
he's
this.
He's working on things. That's what we use in spring training. Well, he's just working on things.
I put way more into his appearances at the end of last season than I do into the summer league stuff, where
no doubt.
Looked like, hey man, with some usage and everything else, this guy is a 40%+ 3-point shooter, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, going against actual NBA guys. By the way, Fred VanVleet elected NBA Players Association president.
Finally, we have a voice.
Yeah. I'm glad you all got out there and voted for Fred VanVleet, for NBA Players Association president. I hope he's not distracted by union stuff. I don't need my point guard prepping for a season, and then he's got to take out his iPad after every game and look at the CBA for whatever reason. You know,
Chris Paul always did just fine with it.
That's true.
I'm not worried about it.
That's true. Not our first Players Association president we've had on the team. Oh, and by the way, Quinshon Judkins, second-round pick for the Browns, arrested for domestic assault over the weekend. Second straight season, the Browns have had their second-round pick from Ohio State arrested for some sort of domestic assault peccadilloes before the season starts. So there you go. Those are your headlines from over the weekend. We've got a lot to get to here on the show today. We'll do acknowledge me at 7:20 today. We got a lot of big things to acknowledge from over the weekend. Up next, has Nick Caserio caused gridlock in the NFL when it comes to teams getting ready for training camp? This is an interesting story. This is fun. We'll talk about this coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.